This is Caleb Hayes with KRUI Radio in Iowa City, and today we have a special guest on the phone with us. Brent Colburn is the National Communications Director for President Obama's campaign. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good, Caleb. Hope everyone's doing well in Iowa City.
Can you tell me a little more about what you do exactly and how you got into that position?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I'm the communications director here on the campaign. So what I do is kind of work with all of our various folks who do communications. And you know, in today's world, that can be people that are out there doing stuff online, digital communications, people that are you may see on television or on radio shows like this, people that are working with all of our in-state staff to make sure that we're working with the press in various areas to make sure we get our message out, and basically make sure that all those people are coordinated, working together and doing everything they can to get the president reelected. And in terms of how I got into this, you know, I came out of graduate school in 2000 and was fortunate enough to get to go work for then Vice President Gore on his campaign in 2000. Initially traveling the country and actually spending some time in Iowa doing events for him and making sure that all those went well, and just kind of caught the political bug. And 12 years later, I'm sitting in a room in Chicago.
So you've been in politics for a while then, so.
I have, yeah. It's hard to believe, but this is my fourth presidential campaign. So
wow.
It's starting to make me feel old, but, you know, you do what you got to do.
Well, tonight's a big night for you guys. Vice President Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan are doing the vice presidential debate in Kentucky. Tell me, what is Vice President Biden's approach going to be tonight?
Yeah, well, look, you know, I think we saw some interesting things coming out of the presidential debate last Wednesday. And the thing that struck us the most was you saw Mitt Romney, who had been running, in his own words, an extreme conservative for over 2 years, you know, doubling down on issues like, you know, taking away a choice from a woman, you know, having a $5 trillion tax cut for the wealthiest, leaving troops in Iraq, all of these conservative positions. All of a sudden, he showed up and tried to kind of paper mache over that with this moderate kind of more measured tone and approach, and in some cases denying some of the positions that he'd been taking consistently, even going so far as to say he didn't have a $5 trillion tax cut for the wealthiest. So what we think that means for this week is we're curious to see who shows up in terms of Paul Ryan. He's kind of got two choices. He can either try that same tactic and take the 12, 14 years, whatever it is he's been in Congress, you know, being a voice for the Conservative Party and kind of try to brush it under the rug, or he can stand up for the values and the ideas that he's been a champion for, and that'll put him at odds with what Mitt Romney did last week. So we're going to be ready for both, but it'll be interesting to see which Mr. Ryan shows up tonight.
Congressman Ryan, he's known for his numbers game. The budget cuts and the social reforms that he asked for, which would pretty much cut most of Medicare and Medicaid, that's a big part of his strategy. And in a time of large federal deficits, do you think these cuts should be a part of the upcoming budget?
Well, look, I think it's going to be an interesting debate. We have two, you know, very well-versed folks on stage in policy. You know, Mr. Biden's also known, Vice President Biden's also known for his command of the issues after his time in the Senate and now in the White House. So this is going to be a good debate. I think hopefully there'll be a lot of substance this week. In terms of entitlement programs, the president has done some things to extend the life, especially of Medicare. You know, this is an important program to seniors and to those that are leaving the workforce to make sure they can retire in dignity. And it's one that we think is essential. So our plan is not to cut those programs, but to find other ways to responsibly bring down the deficit. And this is a lot of the same policies you saw in the 1990s in terms of making investments on the front end in things like education and infrastructure, but also you know, making the wealthiest among us, those that have been fortunate and really benefited from all of the things we have in this country, pay a little bit more so that we can bring down that deficit and really make sure that the country's on good financial footing.
Biden is known for his energy, and he's not very shy, I guess, to say in the spotlight. Some say this could hurt him tonight. I think, though, that this could be a big turning point for the Obama campaign. What do you think about that?
Well, look, you know, anyone who's watched Joe Biden over his career knows a couple things about him. One, he always speaks from his heart. Two, he's always straight about what he thinks. And three, he's a very well-versed and passionate advocate for the things he believes in. So, you know, he's not going to change who he is. I think you'll see that on stage tonight. I think his sincerity is what will probably shine through the most. And all of these debates are big moments for both campaigns. And I think it's one that, you know, at the end of the night that we'll feel very good about and one we'll build off of as we head to the third debate, the second presidential debate, which is next Tuesday.